Trump administration lifts export controls on Anthropic's Fable and Mythos AI models. By Lucas Nolan on July 1, 2026. The U.S. Department of Commerce has lifted export controls on Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5 AI models, ending a two-week standoff between the artificial intelligence company and the Trump administration. CNBC reports that the Department of Commerce has removed export restrictions on its Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5 AI models, resolving the latest conflict between the artificial intelligence company and federal regulators. The decision allows the company to resume global distribution of its advanced AI systems after a mid-June suspension. "We're grateful to our users for their patience, and to everyone who worked with us on redeploying the models," Anthropic said in a post on X. The company had disabled access to both models in mid-June following an export control directive from the government that cited national security authorities. Anthropic was instructed to suspend all access by any foreign national, whether inside or outside the United States, including foreign national employees of the company itself. According to Anthropic's statement, Fable 5 will be available again to global users on the Claude platform, Claude AI, and Claude Code starting Wednesday. The AI model will be included for up to 50% of weekly usage limits through July 7 for users of the Pro, Max, Team, and selected enterprise plans. The company also restored access to Mythos 5 for some U.S. organizations following government approval granted on June 26. Anthropic stated it will continue working with the U.S. government to expand access to Mythos 5 for more domestic and international partners through its Glasswing program, a cybersecurity initiative that provides selected organizations with access to advanced AI models for defensive security testing. The company plans to re-enable access to Fable 5 on Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Foundry as soon as possible. Tuesday's announcement followed U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick's decision last week to grant Anthropic permission to release Mythos 5 to a select group of companies and federal agencies. In a letter to the company viewed by CNBC, Lutnick indicated he had determined that appropriate safeguards were in place to permit certain trusted partners to access the model. "Over the past 2 weeks, we have worked closely with Anthropic to analyze and approve Fable 5 to ensure alignment across the U.S. government and strengthen America's leadership in AI," Lutnick wrote in a post on X on Tuesday. Anthropic had launched both models days before the export control took effect, promoting them as state-of-the-art across numerous industry benchmarks. Fable 5 marked the first time Anthropic released such an advanced offering to the public. Following receipt of the export control directive on June 12, the company rushed representatives to Washington, D.C., to negotiate with the Trump administration. Anthropic remained largely silent during the following weeks, sharing minimal public updates about the negotiations. Tom Brown, an Anthropic co-founder, reportedly led negotiations with the Trump administration, replacing Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei in that role. Amodei has been a target of the administration due to his outspoken views on AI safety and his vocal support for Kamala Harris in the 2024 presidential election. Lutnick's Friday letter was addressed to Brown rather than Amodei. "Global access to AI models creates a range of security issues. For example, Anthropic recently accused China's Alibaba of a distillation attack, in which an AI's capabilities are stolen to create new copycat AI system. As America determines the best way to harness the power of AI, conservatives must recognize they are fighting a two-front war. Domestically, ultra-leftists in Silicon Valley race to control artificial intelligence, while outside the U.S., China attempts to do the same thing." Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. "The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world." Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.